We are waiting for Imam Dr. Murad to come to the studio. I'm going to give him a few more minutes, then I'll open up for him. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, filling in for Imam Dr. Murad Muhammad Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warif bin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmuradimamdrmuradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. What God is this speaking? This is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the creator of the church, Adam himself, and he was already dead divinely. The birth of life was not as the Bible Genesis would make you think, the birth of divine origin. This birth, brief birth, was the birth of a grafted world. It was the birth of something false or contrary to divine. Man should not be alone. Man should not be alone. Help meet his environment. The man came to life and he saw a need for a wife. The Bible doesn't say wife. It says that the man should not be alone. The man felt lonely. He needed something for himself. The Bible said that God made for him a helpmeet in the early part of Genesis. Word helps. Help meet is referring to the physical environment that we come into. It is not referring to a woman as you have been taught. It goes on to refer to the physical environment in the higher evolution. So first, there's nothing but simple earth, crude, raw creation. Later, this woman is called the religion, the religious church of the religious body. So the woman is called the biological woman or the man, physical wife. But physical wife is the last thing that this book, Bible, is talking about. That means things is talking about is Christian church. With the rib of the woman was made. So the book says that the man went into a deep sleep, and after he went into a deep sleep, a rib was taken out of him. With the rib, a woman was made. Do you know that there are people, some of whom are intelligent, who are foolish enough to really believe that this actually happened that way. This is possible because they were raised to think in such a way. You can't bring a man from China who was never raised in the Christian community and tell him that story and get him to accept that way. You will confuse him so much that he will speak some language that won't even be. Helpmeet is material growth. Helpmeet is material growth alone now, because it is small, persecuted, and suffering. We have to give it a helpmeet. So there is much in this, but we don't have time to give it all to you. The helpmeet was material growth and material accumulation. The church needed some material wealth. Bone, symbolic of knowledge, that supports rib, symbolic of sentimentality. The scripture tells us that the woman was made from the rib of the man. Rib of the man means from one of the bones that is weak and flexible. You can bend it out of shape, and it's close to the heart. The rib is close to the heart. What bone is this, and what do we mean by bone? Bone means a body of knowledge in divine language. Bone means knowledge that is strong enough to support the moral form of the people, like your bone in your body, are strong enough to support your flesh. This God that is doing this work of graft is not the real God. He is taken from the total body of knowledge that Jesus left in the world. The weakest body of knowledge in the total body, it was what we call sentimentality, emotionalism. That is the rib that was taken out of that body of knowledge called Jesus in the Genesis to make the church. Each leaf fell on the wisdom body of knowledge. What happened is that the man, the church, turned where it was once united with God to his wife, the new church. This new church is not Jesus' body, but this church is made of Jesus' body. The man turned to it and listened to it instead of the God that formed Jesus himself. What happened to the true spirit, the true mind, the wisdom, the body of knowledge, body of Jesus? When this happened, it fell asleep. There was nothing to continue to feed it. It was no longer in touch with the divine maker. It only had emotionalism feeding it, so it went into a deep sleep. Forbidden tree is truth mixed with knowledge. So the book says that the one tree was pointed out to the man, and he was told not to eat of it, because the day that he eat of it, he will surely die. What is the forbidden tree? That if you eat of it, you will surely die. It is mixed up knowledge, lies mixed with truth. Religious truth mixed up with religious lies. It is the tree of religious lies and religious truth growing together in one tree. So when you eat the fruit of that tree, you're eating a religion, a religious body of knowledge that looks like religion. But when it goes into you, there are religious lies in the truth. It kills your spiritual, it kills you spiritually. It kills you as a divine person. Oh, I don't believe that. I know I'm a good Christian. and it didn't kill me, well, maybe you are not dead yet, but you are dying. If you hold on to Christianity, you will soon be dead. Man, three parts, will, intelligence, and wit. There are three parts of the man in the human form. There is willpower. There is also wit, that part of the intelligence that glorifies its own product. It's like to show off. Wit is man. Wit in man will want to show off things. It was humble and submissive, and it was agreeable with divine dictates. So when it was in the form, it was upright. Serpent, upright, is obedient, intelligent, later cursed to lick the dust. So in Genesis, the serpent is described as a up before it committed sin. Remember that the serpent here is not wit, but obedient, intelligent. So when the serpent committed sin, it was cursed to go on its belly and the earth according to the Genesis. So this means that if you turn your intelligence into a tool to match with the divine being, you will fall down on the earth. For God will no longer feed your intelligence. It won't remain upright. It won't have the power to stand up against the gravity of materialism. It will fall down on the earth, crawling like a snake. And it will be cursed to lick the dust. That means that it will be cursed to feed upon nothing but materialism. And they will prevent the continuation of its divine growth. Will, power, first obedience, wit, not always intelligent. So we have in the story the willpower. Originally, it was willed in the man that was given to creation by God from his own will. The will came into the world, became intelligent, and was upright until it rebelled against its own maker. So when it rebelled against its maker, intelligence fell down to wit. So wit is not always intelligence. Let's see if we can give you something that will help you to see this. Even in our common talk today, we might speak of another person as being a low creature, still carrying this old language from thousands of years ago. We mean that he goes like a snake on the ground, out of view, crawling so he can hide in the grass. Women, woe man, wound of mind. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, reverence the wound that bore you. 1 Samuel, 2:5, the barren has borne 7. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So the barren has borne 7, and he that has many children is wax fleeable. So the woman, woe man, means woe of mind, woe unto man. Genesis 22, and the ribs which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her into man. Made he a woe man, just like Adam didn't turn out to be what he intended for the first time, the woe man. So I did not say woman. Most people don't say woe man. The way woman, and that is because the Christians went astray from the path. In the opening prayer, we say, for all occasions, not of those who went astray. The Christians went astray and got the wrong idea about the woman and started calling her woe man, the woe of mine, woe unto man. So woman is the womb of man. Mother brings the child through a second womb. Now, we didn't do that. Those who strayed did that. So when you study the natural function of woman, from society, she is the womb. Every life comes from her, male and female, high and low. She gets them first. And she has to pass them on to us, right? And if she is a good mother, she will pass her child on to us after she has brought that child to a second womb. The first womb is her natural womb. Then she takes the child into her loving care, and she raises and disciplines him to protect him from the hard life. Mother with woman passes to her child. Man is not really a world, but words. So she gives him a beginning in the road of knowledge, and that knowledge she gives him, we call it mother with. So after she passes him out of the womb of her home, the traditional knowledge that has been passed down to the mother, whatever knowledge she has of the spirit, God, religion, whatever experiences she had herself, her learning, she tries to give the best of that to her child, so that when her child goes from her, following father out there in the streets with the men who are not really a world but worlds. The house is a world if it is a good house. The streets is not a world but worlds. He's going to run into many worlds in the street. So she knows all of those worlds doesn't agree. They are in conflict with each other, and her child needs protection. So she gives the child the best of herself so that her child will survive when it goes out into the world. That's because it is many worlds that differ ones with the others. It's a jungle. It's a wild wilderness, so to speak. Genesis 22, and the rib which the Lord God has taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So in scripture that the first he made a woman. He didn't get that woman. So we are getting the woman now. So the man did not say, Adam said, this is now bones of my bones. Here it makes us believe that woe means to take out. But you can't find a definition for that anywhere. So it is not a definition, but there is something to imply, hinted here. Since the woman was separated from the man, now she is no more whole with the man, no more agreeable with the man. So she is woe of the man. I want you to know, sister, this is not talking about you as a female or as flesh, biological being. The barren has born seven. Hannah is a society unable to produce a prophet. Society is called woman. So woman, child, can be mother to her husband. Let us look at another thing in the Bible that is very important. I want to repeat down from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 5. Barren means a woman who was not able to have a child and did not have one until that time. He was blessed. So who is that talking about? This is talking about Hannah. And I know you have heard the song, Hard-Hearted Hannah. I'm not talking about that Hannah. who is the grandaunt of Savannah, Georgia. Hannah was a woman, barren. She had not given birth, and she was growing old. She had not her husband with a child. So she wanted a child. So this made her bitter because she didn't have a child. So this is the woman's nature. If they cannot give birth, what are they here for? They are here to have children. Most of them don't know that just simply because they're physical in the visual womb cannot deliver, it does not mean that they did not have children. She is a woman. She still has her nature. She has all the powers, the faculties, and all of the sentiments of a woman. So the motherly nature and the motherly knowledge is there. So if she wants to be a mother, all she has to do, since she does not have a child, be a mother to her husband. Her husband needs a mother. So the husband leaves his mother. He misses her. Don't think that when a man leaves his mother, he do not miss her. So when I'm talking about now, I read this verse to get on another subject, and it is, guess what is a prophet and how is a prophet born? So we have a woman here, Hannah, who is really a society, and it hasn't been able to give birth or realize amongst them a prophet, a godly inspired man who is able to give them inspired knowledge. So the society is called woman. So when you read the Bible from the beginning to the end, and you will see that society is called woman. Seers are called women. Society becomes your mother. Judge becomes your father. Society is called woman. Why? Because when you leave your home, or if you are born an orphan, or if you are a child in the streets without parents, was going to be your mother, society. Would you grow up and leave your father's house, whose house is that you come under? You come under the rule of society. Society becomes your mother, and the judge becomes your father. And if the mother turns you over to the father, you get the whipping. I'm just trying to help you so that you can read this book and make some sense of it. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So Quran Surah 5, Ayah 17, God destroyed Jesus' mother. Who else has power? Matthew 26:39, Jesus prays face on ground. So he doesn't just have a Holy Ghost and a Jesus Christ working with him. Whatever force you see is working with him, even if it's working against him. It is working with him. Nothing can work against him without working with him, because it is working against him. It is going to manifest a wrongness. It's wrongdoing. It's going to manifest or prove itself wrong. So it's going to prove itself inferior to God's will and plan. So in working against God, in the end, that thing testifies to the glory of God. So look, all of the opposition to God, when you look at it in Scripture, what does it do? Does it hurt God? No. It testifies to the glory and the might of God. Is that not right? So you see, everything serves God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, nothing comes to me in any statue except the statue of a servant. It doesn't allow any creature coming to him as a God. You can only come to him as a servant. As what he says in our holy book, all the Lord that man has made, they have to have what the Creator did before they get started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in our holy book, He says, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would decide to destroy Jesus and his mother and every creature on the back of the earth? Who could bring them back? Now, I think Jesus loved this kind of talk. Why? The Quran Surah 5, Ayah 27 to 31, Son of Adam. Genesis 4, 1, Cain and Abel. War on the ability, datira, ability, thinking that Abel was older than that and was son of Adam. Cain was considered Eve's child. So I got a child from the Lord equal. I've taken the behavioral nature from God. It's no more with the God, it's obeying me, devil. So goes, he starts from his mother, who taught him to deceive. So Eve was teaching Cain equal she would be his influence, not God. Abel gave the flesh of the womb to God, and Cain gave the fruit of the ground as sacrifice. Fruit of the womb is the behavior Abel gave, his behavior to God. He obeyed God in his behavior. He didn't obey God in his behavior. He gave the fruit of the ground equal. He taught by him progressing in the intellect, that he was serving God. And he thought that his aiding the intellect to develop was a greater charity, sacrifice to God, than obedience. The world of the wicked thinks our righteousness is nothing as much of a tribute to God as the advancement of science, etc. So Cain. From the Cain came Tubal Cain, craftsmen in all fields, skill, artisticism, industrialization, modernization of the world came from Cain. Tubal means the power, science, how to form material matter, instruments to continue to contain the spirit. Jubal Cain, the musician makes a tub, and the spirit goes into that tub to make the sound it likes. It appeals not to his intellectual ear, but to his sensory ear. Not only the musical instrument, but the mold of an industry has now become tools to house your spirit. If you can form the material environment so it can contain the spirit of the man, then however you design it, that's how his spirit will come out. Abel must have been the righteous order, society, that was here before the industrialists. And the industrialists killed his brother who was before him by hitting him in the head. So one working to cultivate the spiritual life, moral nature, so human nature would be proper before God. That the other was working to extract all the sciences out of the matter, universe. He got jealous of his brother because the people cared more for the service that Abel was doing than Cain. Cain went to take the admiration, influence from his brother. Cain is the Western democracy. The industrialist wants to discredit the moral God, fearing man. He took up a stone and threw it and hit his brother in the head. His blood soaked the ground. Equal, the blood is the life. So the life of the righteous society, they have taken that science that was to feed wisdom to guide human behavior and take it and make it just an appetite. They take it not only to appeal to their intellectual instead of taking it to know how to behave. So Cain is the Western democracy. The people who manage the resources of the earth, all those who were on the ability of the common man. Your man first is not racism. It is your, pardon me, your main fight is not racism. It is a fight to defend ability. The Quran, Surah 5, Ayah 27 to 31, Abel Cain. Genesis 4, 2 to 15, Cain and Abel. Hadith, ink of a scholar more precious than the blood of a martyr. 1 Corinthians 3, 2, milk fed, not meat, you not able to handle it. What is the difference between their two sacrifices? One sacrifice was of the ground. His sacrifice was of the reed. The reed is a plant that grows straight up. Cain, that is where it gets its name. God didn't want his sacrifice. He wanted Abel's sacrifice. What was Abel's sacrifice? Abel's sacrifice was sheep. Cain, reed, material logic. So the reed that the Cain reed, straight reed, represents material logic. Material logic following a straight course. It must be consistent. You establish a premise. The second premise must support the first premise. They must follow consistent, but it doesn't have body. Its purpose is not to give body. Its purpose is only to establish a discipline. It is a logic. It is a purpose to establish a great non-violating discipline. So the reed got a big hole, a big opening in it. Cain, the reed, got a big opening in it. Most of the reed grows up with a big hole in them. So he offered that to God. God does not accept that offering. Why? Because he didn't make the first offering. The acceptable is the sheep. You didn't offer the sheep. You offered the Cain. Oh, I'm going to give something to God. Wisdom. I got some great material wisdom. I'm going to give this to the world. So this will make a great contribution to the world. The world, great material world, great logic. So I'm going to give them material. God says, where is your sheep? You ain't got none. You take your reed and jam it. Sheep, what does sheep represent? Sheep represents human. Sheep represents the human. The sheep is an animal that is in his attribute is like the beauty of the human being. He is peaceful. He is not warlike. So this is the attributes that we love in the human being. So we love to see human beings loving, not proud, sociable, warm nature. So this is the sheep. Allah wants you to have that first. If you want to give him something, give him that. Show Allah that you are human, that you are warm-hearted. Show him that you are sociable nature with other human beings. Show him that your greatest work that you have, you are charitable with it. Seek more will than needed, than need charity. So the sheep is a warm nature, a warm-natured animal. But look, he grows more wool than he needs. So he can take his wool and put it on you. Sacrifice only certain animals. The Quran, Surah 22, Ayah 37. Sacrifice your piety, not blood, reaches God. So we are only allowed to sacrifice certain animals. We can't sacrifice any animals in the Hajj. Only certain animals, sheep, cows, cattle, goats. You can't go there with snakes and dogs and things like that. What is the meaning of sacrifice to sheep? If the sheep are so good, why do we sacrifice them? Sacrificing the sheep, you don't eat his blood. It is forbidden for us to eat his blood. His blood is supposed to be for according to Scripture. But God says, what you offer me, it doesn't come to me. What comes to me is your righteousness. He says that what you sacrifice to me on the altar doesn't come to me. So what is the meaning of this sacrificing of the sheep? It means that even that attribute in you must not be a selfish attribute. It must not be something in you for society. It must be something in you for Allah. Your human motivation should not be for society. It should be for Allah. Meat represents knowledge. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Black Talk Radio. What should you give society? You give society the meat. What does the meat represent? It represents the knowledge, the motivation given it to Allah. The drive, the motivation, the ambition, give to Allah. Submit it to him. My will, my motivation, my ambition are all for you. It is not for political power. It is not to humanize society. God is this for you. So you are number one for everything I do. You are number one. I can't put society before you. Wouldn't I be wrong to say that I am going to be human and humanitarian for society's sake when Allah made me like this and put this nature in me and put it in you and made it possible for me to reach you with this nature? Then why should I say I am being humanitarian for society's sake? I'm being humanitarian for Allah's sake. I am doing it to please Allah. Now I am obligated to give you the knowledge. And the book says, oh, a lot of the people in religion, they can hardly milk. They can handle milk, pardon me. But few know how to handle meat. Most stands for the knowledge, pardon me. Meat stands for the knowledge, the wisdom, the sciences. Sacrifice give your ambition. So the sacrifice means you gave your humanitarianism, motivation, your peaceful motivation or your peaceful ambition like the sheep gave it for Allah's sake. If you don't give it for Allah's sake, your humanitarianism will become a disease on society. Artificial humanism. Having too many people lead us to an artificial humanism, humanitarianism, an over-sheepish humanitarianism, where they become really sheep for the wolves of the world. We must connect this with martyrdom. The highest contribution is jihad, martyrdom. What is the meaning of that? It is a sacrifice. Look at what Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said. The ink of a scholar is more precious than the blood of the martyr. So this is a hadith that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, had said. Sacrifice your knowledge to common man. Just to make sacrifice of the nature for your faith's sake. But keep the knowledge that will elevate the common man from him. What kind of sacrifice is that? It is an inferior sacrifice. The greatest contribution will be to make the sacrifice of your ambition for God's sake, but also to give the common people the knowledge that you hold. Cain, the rational urge, killed Abel, moral upright. The Quran, Surah 5, Ayat 27 to 31, Abel, Cain. Genesis 4, 15, Cain. Whoever killed him gets sevenfold punishment. Bukhari, page 3, 624. Help brother when he's wrong. Al-Hadith, page 1, 297 and 78. Believer is the mirror for believers. So in this religion, we accept that we are our brother's people. The book tells us, that is, the Bible tells us, of a son coming from the first man who was made or created, and that son turned his own brother and slew him. And the Bible shows us that the son having a lot, having to live with the question, should I be my brother's keeper? And the Bible warns the people that if they identify such persons, don't kill him. It says to kill him would be seven times worse than his crime, meaning that the man killed Cain, that man Cain killed was a morally upright man, a man who was morally motivated. Now, if you kill one who represents the urge for rational understanding in the world, even though the urge for rational understanding has brought the world into misery, brought the world into corruption, misery, and cruelty, we can't slay that particular urge in man. We must let it live. But there are some religious orders who say, slay that urge in man, don't they? They say you are not supposed to apply your rational faculties in their particular religious discipline. You are to feel your way spiritually and cut off yourself, separate yourself from desire to understand rationally. That is what they tell you. So we know we are supposed to be our brother's people. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, obligated us that if anyone gets a little knowledge, he doesn't have to be educated. All the people he was teaching were uneducated. Very few educated people were amongst him. They were people from foreign societies. So the people he was teaching were not educated people. And if he told them, whoever learns a little bit, he is obligated to pass that little bit into another ignorant person. So we are supposed to be our brother's people. If you can understand it in that high fashion, let me show it to you in its plain, ordinary sense of the word, of belong, of holding or protecting your brother in the world. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, told his followers, help your brother, whether he is in the wrong or the right. And they asked him, dear messenger of God, prayers and the peace be upon you, how is it that we should help our brother when he is in the wrong? He said, hold him back from wrong. So we must understand that our religion is not like the religion that says you are not responsible for your behavior of your brother. You are. And in another place, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, the Muslim is a mirror for his brother. A mirror will show you your defect. If you look at it, if you turn toward the mirror, it is going to show you that which is crooked wrong. Your face is dirty. It is going to show you. If you have an ugly expression on your face, the mirror is not going to make you look like a sweet dandelion or something. That mirror is going to show you just like you are looking. And if the mirror does not show you the way you are looking, the mirror is wrong. It is warped. But if it is a straight mirror, it shows you just what you are. It only reports what it sees, and it reports it correctly. So we must understand that. Shouldn't the strong assist the weak? Let us not be any longer victims of this society that synthesized morally to ignore the weak amongst us, thinking that you can't be responsible for the weak. Everybody has to make it for themselves. Anytime you accept that, you are accepting the law of the jungle, survival of the fittest. We don't buy that. Western society brought that, survival of the fittest. And believe me, most of their rulers over us, now that is their law, survival of the fittest. And they say, hell, let's throw this out there into society. The ones who will be the ones fit, the one that is destroyed, they were not fit to survive. They go by process of elimination. What do they call it in science? Natural selection. And it means selection by adaptation, and those who cannot adapt, they are destroyed. Thus to the divine. The Quran Surah 6 ayat, man created from clay. From dust to divine, 3, development, 1, dust, 2, desire, 3, divine. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessing upon his servant and messenger Muhammad forever, Ameen. As-salamu alaykum, my dear brothers and sisters. The more you become acquainted with the Bible and the Holy Quran, the better you will understand that these are the three movement growth of the person towards the fulfillment of the manifestation of divine life. The first growth is called the growth out of the dust or clay, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So when the human child comes into life, it is flesh and blood, but this form is not the beginning of the individual's life. Before the birth, it was existing in the father and the mother. So this is the same as saying that it was existing in the earth because the father and the mother are of the earth in physical form. Second, growth, desire, appetite. So the child then grows out of the dust earth into the world of individual life. So this life is called the life of desire, and it is in this term of growth that the child develops appetite for different things of creation. So out of the individual life, the individual can grow into the third and the final growth into the world of divine life. The world of divine life could only be called knowledge until the manifestation of the presence of divine in our midst today. It was under influence of falsehood, darkness, and its knowledge was both true and false. The knowledge of evil is a knowledge, but it is a false knowledge. The tree, the womb of darkness. A human being begins his life in triple darkness. There are three wombs of darkness to grow out of. The growth out of all of those wounds come naturally, but falsehood in the world acts against the natural development and prevents this knowledge from manifesting as pure divine knowledge. When we say divine, we don't mean unnatural movement, growth, or development. Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born again. He meant that Nicodemus had come through the three stages of development or three growth periods, but he had been born dead, still born, because his knowledge will be born again. He would have to die in this present mind, give up his world and his mind, and be reborn in the right mind. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. Human growing constantly. So the human being is constantly developing. But if we are not aware of ourselves as something constantly being created, we will die before we are delivered from this total wound of human life. We are talking about a growth from dust to a complete human being. Divine truth removes falsehood. None of the three growths of movement toward divine life is ever destroyed within us. They remain with us to form a kind of trinity of check and balance. But one of the three rules the other two. So this is the divine person. Once you come into the third womb, and that third life has been made divine. The pure light of divine truth has now come into and removed all falsehood. In the Genesis, you have a man being made from dust, and then you have a city manifesting from the sky. The book is not telling you to give up the world. It is telling you to make from dust to industry. It's about challenging nature. Shows you that every life that comes into the world must make its own world. So when you come into the world, you come into a world that is designed to give you birth, but not designed to satisfy your needs. Each life comes in with a different nature. The human life has a human nature whose eyes open to the world, and say, oh, I must make my own world from the creation given to me by the Creator. Every creature makes its world. So the divine supreme being gives it its supreme pattern and all the material needs for making its world. But he himself is not going to make it for you. He gives you the nature and the mind, and he opens your eyes to his great doing. Then he challenges you by telling you to make it your own. The atom of divine will. So the mission of the Nation of Islam is to first wake you up to yourself. Who is yourself? Your own self is a righteous Muslim. The first thing is to know yourself as growing and developing life with origin in divine. So we are taught that before the physical world becomes observable by physical observation, there was an atom existing in the dark womb of state. That atom had the power of itself to manifest itself in the physical creation. The atom here represents divine will that is manifest by the divine power originally. So we are in the atom of divine will, and the Creator manifested us out of that atom into a physical world formed to manifest divine in us again. All praises are due to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the light of truth, brothers and sisters, this is the day for you to grow into your divine light. The brilliant life of truth is elevating us with its penetrating rays of light and light to remove the excess of ignorance from our mind. The Nation of Islam, that body, the body Christ, in which you can grow into the full development of your natural growth without the hindrance of false knowledge or untrue guidance, to bring you divine knowledge and perfect guidance from the divine mind, Almighty God, alone. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 2, created man from clay, then another term. Genesis 2, 7, man from the dust of the ground. Genesis 5, 1 and 2, created him then. So when we are talking about the genesis or the birth of a man, its habit is to refer to the birth of man as the birth of a single individual. The story begins with a picture or a description of a single individual, but as we continue this reading of Genesis, chapter 1 through 5, we come to realize that the Bible is not talking about the creation of one single individual. It says that male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. And when we understand the creation of the man in the Bible Genesis as making or forming of a people of a righteous community. Excuse me. So human formed by words. But if we understand it in the baby language, the language of allegorical pictures painting to be interpreted, without interpretation. It's only pictures painting for the mind of baby-like people. What is this that the Bible is telling us about the creation of the genesis of man or a community that is so important that it is given as a beginning or a genesis of the human being? It is this people don't start to be people until their minds are born, as long as they are not considered people. You can go to some of the mental hospitals and examine people whose minds have been totally crippled. And you will see bodies, but you won't see them as people. Many of them behave and look like animals because the human mind is not whole or not operating as a living mind. Similarly, in the so-called same world, you can find many people who resemble people in physical form. But when you get acquainted with them, they resemble mad animals rather than human beings. The human being is a unique and special kind of a creature. He is not necessarily born when he comes physically into the world or when he comes physically into adulthood. He is only born when certain faculties are awakened in him or her. The physical person is like a dead body in the earth with no life. So we find the Genesis a good description of the particular human nature. It begins with a description of the human being as clay. Clay is a physical substance that can be shaped into the form that you desire it to be shaped into. If you take clay and you form it into the form of a person, you don't have a person, you only have a physical image or picture of a person. Genesis tells us that God made that from clay or the dust of the earth. He formed him and then breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Salatullahu Adin, surely Allah speaks the truth. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Faith, filling in for Imam Dr. Murad. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. That's my days. So we will continue this. If you come on tomorrow, may God guide us and have mercy on us. Bless us. with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.